listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. History will be made in Queensland today with new legislation to be introduced, which will see anyone charged with rape able to be publicly ID'd before they're committed to stand trial. Attorney General Yvette Darf says it's been years in the making, with victim survivors of sexual assault leading the charge for change.
This wouldn't have happened without the bravery of women and girls sharing their lived experiences and speaking openly about what has happened to them and to drive this change.
Publicly naming accused rapists is one of more than 30 pieces of legislation within the justice portfolio to be amended. The recognition of death of unborn children as a result of criminal conduct will also be strengthened. And if this story raises any issues for you, you can call 1-800-RESPECT. Health professionals will meet again today, hoping to come up with a fix for the maternity ward bypasses like those plaguing Gladstone and Bilawila. Full birthing services haven't been offered in Gladstone since July, which the state government has blamed on the nationwide shortage of specialist staff. The Rural Doctors Association of Australia and Australian College of Midwives say 150 units across the country closed over the last two decades. And fatality-free Friday is on tomorrow, and Queensland drivers are being urged to commit the Road Safety Pledge. The message is stay focused, scan the road ahead, keep a safe distance and drive to conditions. Tristan Voras from the RACQ says it'll help spread the message of safe driving and save lives.
Last year on Queensland roads, 297 people lost their lives. So for having a fatality-free Friday is so important.
Taking a look at local sport, Emu Park will host the third annual Reef v Beef Rugby League Festival Carnival this Sunday, with the men's beef side hoping to continue its flawless record. Want more local news? Give free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Central Queensland Local News and add to your favourites now.